USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Payroll processor ADP out with its March jobs report this morning, showing the economy added just 129,000 private sector jobs last month, the lowest in 18 months, and well below the 170,000 that analysts had predicted. Economist Mark Zandi of Moody's Analytics says it's more proof that the hiring boom is running out of steam. The government jobs report is due out on Friday. President Trump was talking to Republican leaders at a GOP dinner last night, warning Democrats could give Republicans quite a fight in next year's elections.
When they say we're going to give you free education, we're going to give you free health care, we're going to not have you pay your loans for college, everything is free. It's very seductive.
But he still predicts Republicans will win back the U.S. House. And this is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Eric, and I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Lori Lightfoot's made history winning her campaign for mayor in Chicago. She's going to become the city's first openly gay and first black woman mayor, defeating Cook County Board President Tony Preckwinkle in yesterday's runoff election. Hollywood celebrities Felicity Huffman and Lori Loughlin are due in Boston federal court as the actors are scheduled to face a judge today in the massive college admissions cheating scandal. Prosecutors have charged them and dozens of other wealthy parents of giving money to a Southern California businessman who then funneled the funds through a fake charity and to coaches who helped get the celebrities' kids into elite schools. Fewer Americans are smoking cigarettes, as figures out today show sales of cigs in the country fell 8.8% last month compared to a year earlier. It follows an 8% drop in sales in February, and it was the 20th straight month that cigarette sales were down in America. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Many are still buzzing about a federal report that hasn't even been fully released yet.
Former FBI Director James Comey says Attorney General William Barr deserves the benefit of the doubt when it comes to releasing the findings of the Russia investigation. Comey says the probe into Russian meddling in the election and any Trump campaign ties to the Kremlin had to be conducted.
You should have fired all of us if we didn't investigate what we learned in the summer of 2016 when we got smoke, not fire, but smoke that Americans might have assisted the Russian effort. We had to investigate that, and no serious person could think otherwise. And it was done in a serious way, and it reached a serious result that now we all ought to get transparency on.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
No one was supposed to be hurt by 16 explosive devices sent to critics of President Trump, so says the Florida man who sent them. As he enters a guilty plea, Cesar Sayoc sending a letter to the U.S. District Court for the Southern District of New York. No one was injured by his devices. He said he considered them only decoy devices, and he said he's very sorry. And a new world speed record's been set by a customized car out of Fulshear, Texas. The 2006 Ford GT was modified by some professionals and went from 0 to 300 miles an hour in a one-mile stretch. Oh, boy. Hey, find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.